Woman's Hour is such a Radio 4 fixture that we don't usually feature it round here, but I'm putting this clip up from today's show because it really reminds me of an event organised by fellow Speechification contributor Russell Davies this past weekend. The event was called Interesting 2008. It was a conference, for want of a better word, full of presentations about things that are just interesting. There were dozens of them. About using a record player to make a zoetrope, and the history of vacuum cleaners, and the design of the Royal Mint's beautiful new coinage. Stuff like that. Anyway, this clip's about the people who give presentations at Women's Institute meetings, and also about a special meeting organised by the WI nationally for prospective speakers to try out their presentations, to kind of pitch for work from the ladies who book the speakers locally. It really sounds a lot like Interesting 2008, right down to the tea and cakes.
Now, yes, they sing Jerusalem at every meeting. Yes, they make the best jam and cakes in the business. But the members of the Women's Institute also like to learn something new at their regular gatherings. When you consider that there are 6,800 WIs in the UK, all meeting on average once a month, most with a special talk booked, you're talking about up to 80,000 separate gigs a year and what must be the UK's largest speaker circuit. Anna McNamee went to Kent to join up with the author Martin Gurdon and his chicken on their way to his latest WI speaking engagement.
Right, we are going to a Women's Institute on the outskirts of Tenterton in Kent, and I'm going to do what my wife describes as a chicken gig. Basically, I turn up, talk about sex, death and chickens for 45 minutes to an hour, produce my chicken, try to flog a few books and go home.
Now, how did you get involved in this? Because it sounds like a very strange way of spending a Monday evening.
Yes. Well, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. I mean, I'm actually a motoring journalist. And I wrote a book called Hen and the Art of Chicken Maintenance about 5 years ago. We keep a few chickens at the bottom of the garden, they made our friends laugh. And it came out and it did very well, so the publisher said, well, good, write another book. So I wrote one called Travels with My Chicken, and it came out slap bang in the middle of the bird flu scare. So there I was, travelling about with my chicken, you know, meet the comedy author and his amusing avian chum, and there are all the newspapers with headlines saying, should a chicken sneeze in the next county, you're dead. So it died of bird flu. The only definite publishing casualty of bird flu. And I was left with this book. So I thought, well, what are we to do? And I'd done a lot of talks in bookshops in the course of promoting them both. So I put a little ad in WI newsletter saying, hello, speaker. And I started doing these things. I thought it would last for a year, but we're now 2.5 years into it. And I've probably done this thing about 200 times.
So here we are, on our way to Tenterden in Kent, in your Bristol, which is rumbling nicely. Chicken in the back.
yeah, it just gets worse and worse. It sounds like I'm being a professional eccentric. I mean, I do have a normal modern car, but somebody clobbered it, so I'm driving around in this ancient thing. This is my sort of, how can I put this? This is my carbore's outlet. You know, this is my nerdulous thing.
Yeah, how do you explain the chicken in the back seat, though?
Well, officer, we're just good friends.
Do you get nerves before you go into something like this?
It depends. I did a couple of auditions, and there was that sort of slightly buttock-clenching moment where I thought, you know, it's a bit the equivalent of jumping out of an aeroplane and not being entirely sure if you have a parachute. Mostly not. I mean, they've come to have a nice time. And really all I do is I try to run to time and I try to entertain them. You know, there's nothing worse than a speaker who is supposed to give you 40 minutes and gives you an hour and 10 minutes and is kind of drivelling on, and people are steadily losing the will to live.
So these are your top tips for a speaker then? Be punctual, speak to time, and carry a chicken.
Most or all of those, I think that rather depends. I mean, if you're going to talk about antique furniture, a chicken probably wouldn't help you.
He makes it sound so straightforward. But don't kid yourself. Not just anyone is invited to address a meeting of the WI. As he mentioned, before Martin was allowed to wow the crowds of southeast England, first he had to undergo a thorough auditioning process, much like that happening one morning in Gloucester. where 120 members of regional institutes have gathered to put the latest batch of wannabes through their paces. Coffee and tea are being served, pencils sharpened, and scorecards are at the ready. The speakers auditioning this morning are huddled, self-consciously, in a little group beside the stage. And it's hard not to feel just a little sorry for them.
Hello, my name's Jane Bailey. I'm going to be talking about hatching a novel and base it on my latest two novels, Tommy Glover's Sketch of Heaven and Mad Joy.
I'm Nora Kennedy, and I'm going to be talking about willow basket making.
My name's Rod Cook, and I should be talking about The Fabulous World of Fabergé.
Now, Nora, I know you've done speaking for the WI before. Are there any tips or pointers that you can give us about how to deliver a good speech?
I think to your own self be true. Don't try and be somebody else. And just talk from the heart and what you really know about.
Now, you're going to be talking about basket making. Do you have any props with you?
I've brought a few baskets, a couple of my own and a few of other people's, just to show people. And I might just quickly make a little willow wand at the end.
A willow wand, just in case, to magic the crowd onto your side.
That's right.
I mean, how difficult a crowd do you think this is?
Well, I think it's a very convivial crowd. Everybody seems to be chatting away quite well. Certainly 150 ladies on a Tuesday morning is quite an interesting prospect anyway.
Sorry, that sounded like a bit of a cab.
Well, I'm looking forward to it anyway. I love the subject. I love what I'm talking about. So hopefully that'll come across to the ladies.
Jane, can you tell me, are you feeling nervous? What are the challenges, do you think?
I'm feeling more nervous than I normally do speaking at a literature festival. Because I think, you know, when people come to see you and pay to see you, you know they've got an interest in your books. They may have read them. Whereas here, I think they're going to be very demanding. Because they're out to sort of mark you out in 10 and decide whether they want to see you again. So, yes, I mean, they do look very convivial and very pleasant. I'm sure they are, but I'm convinced they're going to be a demanding crowd.
She's not half right about that. As mingling with the audience, I soon discover.
I'm Pam Greenfield, and I'm from Frampton on 7WI.
And I'm Chris Lewis, and I'm also from Frampton on 7WI.
So tell me, ladies, why are you here?
We're here to look for new speakers because we really love having a variety of speakers, not what people always think that WIs always have as speakers, which is to do with cookery or jam making. Or, I mean, the WIs come a long way from that. We're judging them, really, today. They give a 10-minute shortened version of their talk. And then we go back to our committee and say, we think this one's good, that one's good. That's why we come.
Now, looking at the programme today, how are you feeling, optimistic or not?
Well, we've picked out one or two that we think might be very different.
But it's really the way that people can put it over. I mean, we just had recently a speaker who was a funeral director.
It was so lovely to be able to talk frankly, yes, about a difficult subject like funerals and death.
He was very, very interesting.
You're almost convincing me, although yeah. I have to...
It was quite light-hearted in some ways, but I mean, we try and vary between the light-hearted demonstrations sometimes and also quite serious talks, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, our members at WI will say...
can be very critical.
You know,
yes,
they can be.
Our own members can be very critical.
And they're not afraid to say. WI in the past have been very influential, you know, and even a slow hand clap to Tony Blair, which, you know...
Exactly. There's a speaker. Oh dear, I'm being waved at, which means I think we're about to begin, so I better go. But I'll catch up with you later.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies. Shall we make a start? I'd like to welcome you all here to our spring new speaker taster morning. We've got some excellent speakers, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the morning.
And they're off.
I'm Nora, I live in Stroud.
Over the next couple of hours, each speaker struts their stuff, attempting to amuse, inform, and entertain. After talks about pigs, basket making, the life of a Wimbledon linesman, writing a novel, and the art of Fabergé, it's finally over.
Yes, I thought they were all very good, some better than others.
The surprising one we found was the most interesting speaker was the basket making, which we thought might be very sort of homespun, but she was an excellent speaker. She put it across really, really well.
And amazingly, it's often we find the men that are more nervous, whether it's because they're talking to women, but they tend to fidget a bit. And sometimes it can be very disconcerting having somebody at your WI who's fidgeting because you feel like slapping them and saying, stand still or stop fiddling with your belt. Well, do you know what I mean? You don't want people to stand rigid, but it is nice, you know, if they don't sort of, you know, fiddle about too much. But they were all very good today, we thought.
Back in Tendridden, Kent, Martin has put his chicken away and is wrapping up his talk with a favourite avian anecdote.
It would go goosestep, 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 splat. I wish to finish by saying that this lady also kept ducks. If you have any questions, please ask them. Otherwise, thank you very much.
He's very funny. I thought he was very good. You know, he sort of kept you going, sort of played to the audience, didn't he? And I think, you know, if it's this sort of thing, it's got to be funny. Otherwise, you know, who would want to know about chickens?
Bye-bye, bye.
Thank
bye.
You very much.
Thank you so much.
So, as we're leaving, what do you think? How did it go?
That one was a good one.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. It's great for people watching. I mean, if you want to meet people in their element, and it gives them a laugh, and I sell books.
You don't think they were just being polite?
Yes, probably.